You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Today, every home in America needs a reliable thermometer for twice-a-day readings to protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Saturday, Florida State was supposed to host Clemson, but there was a problem. When Clemson got in, they had traveled with a player who had symptoms for the virus but did not test positive. Florida State found that out, and they canceled the game. They felt like it wasn't safe to play, so they canceled it. Dabo Swinney, the head coach of Clemson, did not really like that, saying afterwards that he thought Florida State was using it as an excuse. He said, to me, Florida State administration forfeited the game, and if they want to play Clemson, in my opinion, they need to come to Clemson or they need to pay for all our expenses. Other than that, there's no reason for us to play them. He said they did not use COVID as an excuse and said they forfeited. Now, let me make this clear. They did have medical officials from both teams, could not figure out a way to make the game. Like, they didn't agree on the safety of the game. Florida State's medical officials did not agree that it was safe. A player had symptoms for the virus, did not have a positive test, traveled with the team. He traveled with Clemson. So he'd been practicing with them all week despite having symptoms of the virus. Florida State, finding that out, protecting their players, said, no, we're not doing that. You should have quarantined that player immediately. You did not. Not only did you not quarantine him, you practiced with him, and you brought him here. So Clemson was already in Tallahassee. They were eating breakfast when they found out the game was canceled. Now, it cost them about $300,000 to send all of those kids to Tallahassee. By the way, traveling with a college football team is extremely expensive. That is a lot of coin. Nevertheless, Dabo making these comments has now sparked a lot of people's ire because he is taking a serious virus situation, and college football is trying to be very protective and trying to do right by its student athletes. And he's mixing in a different level of motivation into virus testing and virus decisions. And it's not a good look for Dabo, even if he believes this. You have to pick your battles sometimes, and even if you think that this is true, it probably isn't going to be perceived well, no matter how you say it, no matter how you express this. The reality of it is, you did travel with a player that had symptoms of the virus and did not test negative for it, but he didn't test positive either. The fact of the matter is that he did work out with your team, and you brought him to the school to play the football game, even though he was a backup lineman, I think. He's a backup player. Florida State felt like it wasn't safe. And their medical department, their medical staff, the people that are in charge of being advised in these situations, advised Florida State not to play this game. So not only is Dabo pointing out to Mike Norvell that he might be willing to forfeit the game, there's some underhanded motivation to forfeit the game within the Florida State athletic department. Why do we want to play a tough Clemson team? In reality, he's putting the blame and the onus and the conspiracy, if you want to use that term, into their medical department. Well, at least the medical department that works with the football team to advise them in this matter, right? The team doctors and the team's medical staff that are helping them navigate this world of COVID-19. You want to put that on the coaches? I don't like conspiracy. I don't like plans on forfeiting. I don't like underhanded things in sports. We know that they exist at times, but I still don't like them. And I don't like them being brought up to the surface. You know, I never liked the whining of the refs were in on it, or the SEC made Alabama win that game, because I hate that talk. I hate it. I think it's nonsense. I think there's too many people involved and too many people that have a personal sort of motivation to do as well as they possibly can, to have it think that if there's some puppet master behind the scenes controlling everything. I never liked it. I think it's lazy, and I think it's, you just don't want to admit your team stinks. To put that on the coaching staff, though, for Dabo to say they forfeited the game, you want to just do it football to football? Fine. But I don't like diving into the people whose only job is to make sure that the football games are as safe as possible. Because that's saying that the medical team that is working with Florida State is in on the success or failure of the season for the Florida State football team and is willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that the image of the Florida State football team is at its highest over these certain COVID-19 matters. And I think that's disingenuous. I do not like Dabo making this correlation. And I think it's dangerous. Because I think it sets up other coaches to say the exact same thing when it falls on them to cancel a game. When a game is canceled within hours on them. We don't want a college football world where we've got games that are postponed for legitimate COVID reasons, games that are played because it's safe to do so, and games that are canceled because there are circumstances in which the other team just doesn't want to suit up and play the other opponent. Let me remind Dabo this. If Florida State did not want to play the game, let's say Dabo, it's true. Let's say in Dabo's world, it's true. Mike Norvell went, you know what? We're going to get slaughtered. I don't want to get slaughtered. Let's cancel the game. If you're just going to go full conspiracy, if you're going to go everybody within Florida State, their integrity is compromised. Everyone at Florida State, medical officials, coaches, players, everybody, athletic directors, they'll all lie to protect us from playing Clemson with Trevor Lawrence back at quarterback so we don't beat them 75-3. Okay? Why wouldn't they just make up some tests within their team? Why wouldn't they just call the ACC on, I don't know, Wednesday and go, yeah, we got seven kids who we're not going to name have COVID-19 and we think it's affected the whole team. Save your trip. We won't be playing. Don't worry about it. We'll be, those kids are in quarantine. Yeah, don't you worry about it. We're giving them lunches and dinners and we're checking on them daily, but we can't play Saturday. Why did they wait until you arrived having breakfast and, by the way, pointed to your organization? All to just forfeit the game. Now, remember, in Dabo's world, let's think about it in Dabo's head for a second. All he thinks about is there's nothing. There's no COVID. There's no nothing. There is just Florida State not wanting to play us. So Florida State, up until the last second, was looking for any reason to get out of that game. Do we have any way to get out of this game? Well, we could lie and say a couple of players got COVID. No. Let's think about this for a second. Is there any other way we could get out of this game? Let's not lie about our own kids. Is there anybody within Clemson that might have COVID? Well, we don't know that. Oh, let's see. Well, it's Friday. Let's see if we have something tomorrow. And then the next day they went, oh, Eureka! Look what we got, a positive test on the Clemson team. Well, not really a positive test, but let's say he's got symptoms. Okay, but did he test positive? No, but he has symptoms, and he practiced with the team. Is that good enough? Yeah, that's good enough. Take it right to the ACC. It's far-fetched. I understand Dabo's frustrated. I really do, and I give him that. I'll give him that. And sometimes we say things when we're angry. We shouldn't. We all do it. And Dabo is probably caught in the heat of the moment. He had spent an entire week preparing his team to play Florida State. He had a game plan in place. He had stayed up late, watching a lot of film, you know, because he can't lose. He can't lose in a fluke game. He can't lose. He cannot afford a loss. He cannot even afford, and we know this, he can't even afford a close win to a team like Florida State. That's not that good. But he knows Florida State has athletes, right? They're not, you know, they still recruit pretty well. They just haven't really put it together yet. And athletic players can intercept your pass and run it for a touchdown or break away a 52-yard touchdown run. They got some kids on that team that got some speed. They got some kids that can play. So if you're not prepared to go in there and play Florida State, they could sneak up on you and cause you a headache, cause you a problem. And Dabo can't afford that. So he spends all week studying the team, putting in his game plan, working out his players, right, making sure that they're ready. Because he's already got a loss, can't afford two, can't afford a, oh my God, that was embarrassingly close. And then at the last second, they cancel. I would imagine his frustration level was through the roof. Imagine that he was very angry, especially when he said over and over again, we followed the protocol. He didn't quarantine the player, but he felt like he didn't have to. Right? Because he felt like the kid didn't test positive. It was part of the team and they felt like there was no risk that he wasn't going to he didn't have the virus. He said he followed the ACC protocol to the letter. So you can imagine that it was frustrating. And you lash out in the way you lash out. You don't just accept it. Your school, that's everyone struggling for money, paid $300,000 to fly there, to stay there, to eat there. And then Florida State goes, well, we're not playing this one. I can only imagine the frustration. But part of the job of being a coach, part of the job of being a public figure that's going to be speaking, right, at various points in your career, right, front of a microphone, getting questions, whatever it is, politician, coach, whatever it is. If you're holding press conferences on a semi-regular basis, you have to learn the art of being able to talk and being able to express your ideas without losing it, right? Whether it's on the phone interview, whether it's a one-on-one with a reporter, whatever it may be, television appearance, whatever it may be, you have to learn to play. It may not be your first skill, your third skill, your fifth skill, or your ninth skill, but you have to develop that skill. And Dabo blew this because this is a virus in which universities and colleges, universities, they owe it to make sure that the student athletes are as safe as possible. This is not the NFL. This is not a circumstance where a union can say, we'll abide by this protocol. Even if it's a risk to us, we'll still abide by this level of protocol, this level of protection, so we can play and make our money. In college, it's different. You owe it to the parents to make sure your student athletes are as safe as possible. We all know young people get over this, et cetera. But that's not where the university needs to be. The universities are saying, look, we're going to do the best we possibly can. We are, if my kid goes to the University of Florida, if my kid gets COVID, okay, it's because he went out and got COVID. Okay, he went out, he went to somewhere he shouldn't have, whatever, he got COVID. Okay, the university is telling these student athletes, play football. And the student athletes go, we'll play football. So they get onto the field. Now, it's up to the university to make sure, and the conferences, to make sure that by asking the student athletes to participate in this activity, that it is safe as possible. That it is pretty much zero chance of players getting COVID. So when the university says, wait a minute, hold on, there's a player that has symptoms, he's on your team, he's been practicing on your team, and now some of your players may have this now, could deliver it to our players, and we know this, we cannot, in good faith, put our football team on the field and just hope for the best. Picture a lineman for the University of Florida, 330 pounds. Picture him getting COVID in the game against Clemson. Picture him having real complications, maybe not dying, but having real serious complications. Complications that really scare his family. Florida State was given information that said one of these players on the opponent may have had this virus, may have had the virus and practiced with the team leading up to this game. They can't. No lawyer in their right mind would have put that football team on the field. And Dabo knows this. He may be one of those guys that thinks this isn't a big deal, whatever. But he knows the legality of this. And he went there anyway. Dabo is going to calm down, and he should apologize to everyone in college football. He should apologize to Florida State. He should apologize to Mike Norvell. He should apologize to the ACC, because Florida State did not forfeit this game because they were afraid to play Clemson.
But he's not going to.
But he's not going to. He should. If I was his athletic director, I would tell him he has to.
But he's kind of been on the forefront of this anyways. He's been, I don't know, it's almost like he wants to assume the identity of the bad one. I don't know. I'm just getting this feeling like he's all up in arms about this.
Well, like we said, there's football guy mentality is not, it doesn't fit in this COVID college football world. It doesn't. Dan Mullen got barbecued for when he said he wanted 90,000 people packing the swamp because he was embarrassed that they lost to Texas A&M when Texas A&M had a crowd. Right? What happened as soon as he said that, his team got the virus. It ripped through his team. Right? Again, I know the percentages, I get all that, but again, think about the school and their responsibility, and if they have information, they cannot ignore that information for the sake of a football game. They just can't. They just can't. And Florida State did the right thing. We may not like it. The Florida State players probably hated it because they prepared too. They were ready to go. They don't mind going out there. Look, a 21-year-old kid at Florida State doesn't go, God, I'm just so glad we don't have to play Clemson. Woohoo. No, they're like, man, we had missed an opportunity to upset the number four team in the country.
Yeah.
That's the way they think. Yeah, that's the way they think. They're not afraid to play Clemson. Play them every year. They're not afraid to play Clemson. They'll go, oh, well, maybe we'll upset them. Shock the world. That's the way they think. They got denied that opportunity, too. But Dabo should apologize. You're right, he won't. But I think it was just absolutely Again, if it was done under the anger, I'll cut him a little bit of slack. All right, on Twitter, @TonyDRadio, @Ron.